and speak out a little bit of rage that is Nogeya, the beginning of Perek Haba Yevimta, but it's also very fundamental and Yesoidi as it relates to the entire Masechtas Yevamos. But it begins right here with the first Mishnah in Perek Haba Yevimta. And that is, the Mishnah said, Haba al Yevimta, Bein b'shoigeg, Bein b'mezid, Bein b'oynes, Bein b'ratzayn, Kon. So let's define these terms again. Haba yevimta b'shoigeg zok rashi, kasavar shehi ishta ya'isha acheres. So somebody was mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, meaning he was baal yevimta. However, he didn't realize that she was his yevama. Who did he think she was? Either he thought she was his wife, or an isha acheres. What does mezid mean? L'shem znus, v'loy l'shom mitzvah. Kabbalah was l'shem znus. What does oynes mean? So the Gemara had a little bit of a discussion. The maskana the Gemara said is the person was neskasha l'ishtoy, and then he was forced upon the yavama. And beratza means he did a proper evil. Says the Mishnah, in all of these cases, the halacha is, kana, he's going to be kaina. The Rishonim, ke'ish echad, b'lev echad, all ask a bumbakash on the Mishnah. From a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos Daf Lamed Tes on the base, from the well-known sheet of Abishol. Abishol said in Yevamos Lamed Tes, Hakoines es Yevimtoi, if someone does Yibum, L'shem Noi, and the reason he was Ba al Yevimtoi was L'shem Noi, U'l'shom Ishus, or because of some ulterior Ishus, U'l'shom Dover Acher, but not L'shom Mitzvah, Ki'ilu Poikeya Be'erva. Abishol said, it's as if he was born in Erva. And Abishol said that I'm tempted to say that if a child would be born from this union, the child is going to be a mamzer. What does Abishol mean? We know that every single Yuvama is really an Eish HaSach. Norvaz, it says in the Torah, Yuvama Yavayola. Said Abishol that the only time it's going to be mutter is if you're mechavon l'shem mitzvah. But to the extent that you're not mechavon l'shem mitzvah, you're kainas as yevimta l'shem noy l'shem ishus l'shem daver achar, then it's kilo pegeh be'erva. It's as if you were born in Eish HaSach. And if you were born in Eish HaSach, v'karvani be'ena, v'yasavlad mamzer, I have a time to say that just like any person that would be born in Eish HaSach and would have a child, the child would be a mamzer, thus is a mamzer. So too in this situation, I'm very tempted to think that maybe this child is going to be a mamzer. It's a fragment, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and Yevamos, Lamed Tes, Lamed Beis, and the Ritva right here in the beginning of Perek Haba Yevimtoi, and oid Rishonim, l'chura, had us our Mishnah of Haba Yevimtoi, bein b'shoigig, bein b' Mezid, Bein Ba'oines, Bein Beratzin, Shtim, and reconcile with the Shita of Abishol. The Mishnah says clearly that even if a person did not have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah, he was a Shoygeg, he was amazing. The Rashi says Lehed you was L'Shem Znos, or he was an Oines, he had no Kavanah at all. The Loch is Kano. L'Chayr Abishol said that Akoines has Yivimte L'Shem Noy, L'Shem Nishas, L'Shem Daver Achatz, Kil Pagea Be'erva, V'Karvani Be'enai, Liyais Havlad Mamza. So the Ramban says that Enochinami. I don't think the Mishnah stems with Abishol. And this Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah in the Perek, in the beginning of Perek Haba Yevimtoi, is the Loika Abishol. Okay, Chum argue with Abishol. It's true the Mishnah doesn't stem with Abishol, but say there, Enochinami, the Mishnah is the Loika Abishol. The Ritva, here in the beginning of Perek Haba Yevimtoi, brings the Ramban. Oh, but the Ritva says, I don't think it's Muchach. I don't think you have to say that. Because Lo'olam, I could tell you that maybe Abishol, who said, very sharper raid, he might have only meant it midrabanan and not midairaisa. And it could be, says the Ritva, that Enochinami, Abishol would be moita, that Haba Yevimtoi bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid bein b'oynes bein b'ratzon and halacha would be kana. Aye, Abishol said, kilu pegeh be'erva, v'karvani bein aliyas avlad mamzer, he meant that only midrabanan. In other words, there would seem to be a machloikis rishonim. The Ramban on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis and the Ritva on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis in Shitas Abishol. When Abishol said, kilu pegeh be'erva, v'karvani bein aliyas avlad mamzer, did he mean midairaisa or did he mean only midrabanan? The truth is, this is a very big arichos. We'll just mention one other Rishon who opined on this inyan, and that is Meirenu, the Rambam. The Rambam in a tshuva was asked about Shitas Abishol, and he was asked to explain the machloikis between Abishol and the Chachamim. And he said a very lumdish hesber in the machloikis. He said that Yesh Loimar, Li Nira, the machloikis between Abishol and the Chachamim was whether the mitzvah of Yibun, which is overrides the Isser Eish HaSach. Is it because the Isser Eish HaSach is Hutshra B'makam Yibum? Or is it Because it's the chuya b'makam yivam. So again, yivamis begins with an erifa. Every single yivama be'etzim should be also to the yavam. She's an eshazach. Norvas, it says in the Torah. Yivama yavay olah. So it's not negotiable that an eshazach is mutter b'makam yivam. Of course, that's not the question. The question is, what's the gedah hadvar? Vashteta in the fact that the Torah said that b'makim, a mitzvah of Yavama Yavay Aleh, you don't have to worry about the Isra Eshazach. And you can hear two very, very stark tzadim. Is the pshat that really, even b'makim yibum, the Isra Eshazach, the cheftza of the erva exists? Narvas, the mitzvah of yibum is doicha, the Isra Eshazach. Now, this is a chiddush, because ordinarily we know Aseh is not doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris. That was one of the first sugyas in the Masechta. But over here it's going to be different. And like Tosfos famously says, in Yevamos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, mitzvase bekachshani. Over here the Torah said that the mitzvah of Yibum should be doicha to lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris. But together of why it's okay for a person to marry an Eish Asach, b'makom Yibum, is because the Aseh of Yibum is doicha the Isner of Eish Asach. Or said the Rambam, maybe the pshat is that b'mokum yibum the Torah never answered the eshazach. Meaning, it's a hey mamru, the hey mamru. The Zelba Torah that said that there's an erev of eshazach said yivama yavay aleh, which means that in this instance, it's not going to be an erev of eshazach at all. This is the sprach, the raid of the Rambam, right? You don't always see the Rambam talk like the Rambam. Here the Rambam's talking mamrish like a yeshivish Rambam. So the Rambam is yesh lachkar. Is the mitzvah of yibum doicha the iser eshazach, or the iser eshazach b'mokum yibum is hutra? So the Rambam said that yesh loimer, that's the machloikis between Abishol and the Chacham. Abishol held that the reason Eshazach is mutter b'makom yibum is mitzad d'chir. And even though ordinarily I say it's not doicha lois say sheyesh baikaris, over here mitzvase b'kach, here the Torah said that it is, and that's why it works. So if that's the case, you have to make sure you do it in the way that you do a mitzvah, and it has to be done properly. So if someone's kainish l'shum ishos l'shum noy l'shum daver acher, it's kiru pegei be'erver. The kar be'in aliyas avlad namzer. Abizok the Rambam. What did the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim held it was hutra that b'makom yibum there is no iser eshazach. So this person can batch up the yibum. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he's still not being pegei be'erver because there is no mitzias of erver. There is no eshazach. If there is an eshazach, narvas the mitzvahs eses doichid. So good. Then you're gonna tell me that it's possible that if you mess up the Yibum, it's Kilo Pagea Be'erva. But if you're going to tell me it's Hutra, then it's not going to be a problem. But what's Shteit L'chayr in Rambam? Shteit in Rambam, the Rambam understood that the Yisoyed of Shitas Abishol is that it's Kilo Pagea Be'erva Midai Raisa. Abishol understood Yivam is fundamentally different than did the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, this is Yishasach is Hutra. According to Abishol, it's the Chuyah. If that's the case, you're mamish Kilo Pagea Be'erva, Zok the Rambam. Because you mamish, you have no way to be Doich this or Yishasach. And it's mamish v'karvani be'in aliyas of la mamzer. But the point is, from the Rambam's hezber in Shitas Abishol, in the machloikis between Abishol and the Chacham, it would be, it seemed pretty clear that the Rambam held like the Ramban, which is that Abishol's halacha of ki'ilu pigeh be'erva, v'karvani be'in aliyas of la mamzer, is not a din de rabbanon, but rather it's a din de raisa. And if it's a din de raisa, it comes out that our Mishnah that says Abba Yevim Tebeim B'Shogi Beim Meiz Beim Beinus Beim Beratzins Kana must be like the Ramban said on the Flamites on the base the Loika Abishol. Incidentally, it would seem at first glance that maybe this Shaila of whether Abishol means Midei Raisa or Abishol means Midei Rabbana, to what extent Abishol meant it, is totally in the age old question of every time it says Ki'ilu, because this is another Ki'ilu. What Abishol say? It's Ki'ilu Pagei Be'erva. So is Ki'ilu the real thing? Or is Ki'ilu only a mussel, Ben Benoish Shal mussel? Which of course is something that we've spoken about so many times over the years. V'advar matikin, the income of Kamila Harach, there's already Svarim been written on Ki'ilus. So this is already an age-old question. And the emes is, at first glance, this would seem to be another Sif Katan, another Maramakim. In this Shiloh, we have a major Machloikis Rishonim. How to understand Abishol? Does Abishol mean Midai Reis? Does Abishol mean Midai Rabbanon? Who knows? Maybe this is really another nafgamina in this age-old question of Ki'ilu. But the bottom line is, there's two ways you can learn our Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Abba Yevim Tebeim B'Shoyi Gebeim B'Meiz B'Eim B'Oinus B'Eim B'Ratzen, is the Mishnah dafke the loy ka'abishol? Or could the Mishnah be even afilu aliba da'abishol? If Abishol meant even midday raiso, it's kibu pagebe erev karbein elias avlam mamzer bal karchach, the Mishnah's loy ka'abishol, like the Ramban said on the Flamites on the Beis. However, if you're going to tell me Abishol only meant midday rabbanon, then it could be it's not a stira. The Mishnah means midday raiso, and Abishol's halacha is only going to be midrabbanan. And the truth is, whether our Mishnah kitchtim with Abishol or not shtim with Abishol matters. It has major ramification, not only in terms of Pirush HaMishnayos, but it matters in terms of the halacha l'maisa. Because the truth is, we know, without having delved into it yet, that there's a major machlokes Rishonim, one of the biggest machlokes in Rishonim in Gan Torah Shel Baal Peh, whether we pass in like Abishol or whether we pass in like the Chacham. Do we pass in that if someone's kindness, Yavam, Lushum Ishus, Lushum Noi, Lushum Davarachas, Kilu Pageba Erva, or not? And really, whether or not we pass in like Abishol and the Chachamim is totally in what the Pashtis Be'enei Chazal was. And if we have a Stam Mishnah here in the beginning of Perek Abba Yevimtai, that the Loika Abishol, that's a very important Marim Makim, because that's something that's going to have to be put on the ledger of the Loika Abishol when it comes to trying to determine and trying to figure out a little bit what the halacha is. I think that Kana Makim Laharach Ktsas, just to take a step backwards for a moment and really explore the Machloikas Abishol and Chum a little bit better, not from a Lumdis perspective, but from a halacha lemaisa perspective. So again, let's just revisit the Gemara and Daf Lamed Tes for 1 minute. The Gemara says, Abishol held, that if somebody does Yibum, but he does it with the wrong Kavanis, so the halacha says, Kilu Pegeh Be'erev, and if he has a child, it's Karvani Be'in Aliyah Savlad Mamzer. Chamam argued, the Chamam said, no, it doesn't matter what his Kavanis is. Either way, the halacha is he's going to be kohen. And the Gemara said, it came out from the Gemara, Nafkamina Bizman Azeh. If there's a situation of an afila liyibum, should the yavam do yibum or should the yavam do chalitza? If you hold that if somebody does yibum with the wrong kavanas, it's kilu pegeh be'erva, then the Gemara said it would make sense that bizman hazeh we should do chalitza. Because today there's a Yeridus Adoris and people are going to have a difficult time to have the proper kavana. As for that reason, it would make sense to do chalitza. If, however, there's no such halach of karv be'in aliyas of lad mamzer, like the Rambam said, because Israel Shazach is hutra, it's not chuyah, so that based on that, the chayr would make sense to do yibum. And again, just to be super clear, midina dairaisa, it's pashim mitzvahs yibums koydemes or mitzvahs chalitza, that any time Yavama falls to yibum, you're supposed to do yibum, you're not supposed to do chalitza. Stating that, the Gemara had a discussion whether in its times, the appropriate thing to do was to do yibum or the appropriate thing to do chalitza, knowing what the Ikar Din Torah is, of course, that's not debatable. No one ever debated that. The question was, but in the times of Chazal, where there was Yeridus Adoris, Achshadara, like the Gemara says, there was Yeridus Adoris. So the question was, what should you do? And really, the Gemara said, it's totally the machleik, it's Abishol and the Chachamim. According to Abishol, if you're Kilo Pegei Be'erven, you're doing chalitza today. We're going to strongly discourage you from doing Gibum. However, according to the Chachamim, that there's no such chashash, because it's Hutra. So based on that, you should, the Ikar Mitzvah is always to do Yibum. So now too you should do Yibum. In other words, Bizman Hazeh, if someone finds himself, Rachman al-Islam, in a situation with his Yavama, and he has to do Yibum and Chalitza, should he do Yibum or should he do Chalitza? It comes down to, do we paskin like Abishol, do we paskin like the Chacham? If we paskin like Abishol, so we don't want you doing Yibum today, so Mitzvah's Chalitza is going to be Kedem, so Mitzvah's Yibum. If we paskin like the Chachamim, so then there's no reason not to do Yibum, and if the Ikar Din Torah is to do Yibum, so now too it would make sense that we should do Yibum. So again, let's just go through very, 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 very quickly a few of the Marim Mekoymes that we're aware of, whether it would seem that Allah is like Abishol or that Allah is like the Chacham. And you know where this discussion begins? It begins with the first line of Masechtas Yevamos. So how did the Masechta begin? Chamesh Nesrei Noshim Poitrois Tzorei Seyem The Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asked that why did the Mishnah say mina chalitza mina yibum? Shouldn't it have said mina yibum mina chalitza? We know mitzvah yibum is the ikar mitzvah. So why did it say chamesh nesrei noshim poitrois tzorei seyem v'tzorei tzorei seyem mina chalitza first and mina yibum second? So the Gemara said on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, you want to know why? Because Abishol he, the tan of the Mishnah is Abishol. The Amaru holds mitzvah chalitza kaidemes the mitzvah yibum. The tan of the Mishnah is Abishol. Abishol and that's why it said mina chalitza mina yibum, not mina yibum mina chalitza. So we have a Stam Mishnah, not just a Stam Mishnah, literally the opening remarks of Masechtas Yevamos, which would seem to be Shitas Abishol, that mitzvah chalitza is koydemes le mitzvah yibum. We have our Mishnah that we just learned. Haba yevimtoi, bein b'shoyge, bein b'meze, bein b'oynes, bein b'ratzen, where ledas haramban v'arambam v'oyd rishoynim is a Stam Mishnah that would be the loika Abishol. In which case, it would be mashma from our Mishnah, that in the times of Chazal, mitzvahs yibum was koydemes le mitzvahs chalitza. There's another Mishnah. And this Mishnah is tucked away It's in Masechtas Bechairis. It's the last Mishnah, the first parak of Masechtas Bechairis, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows: Mitzvahs Hayibum Koydemes LeMitzvahs Chalitza. Abazak the Mishnah Barishoyna Shoyim Mischam L'Shem Mitzvah. That was only in the old days where people were able to have Kavan L'Shem Mitzvah. The Achshav Shem Mischam L'Shem Mitzvah. But now that people do not have the ability to be Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, Amru Chazal said Mitzvahs Chalitza Koydemes LeMitzvahs Yibum. Mufurish a Mishnah like Abishol. Avada the Iker Mitzvahs Yibum. Everyone knows that. That's Pesukim in the Torah. Oh, but the Iker Chiddush, the punchline of the Mishnah is, as Achshav She'im Eschav L'Shem Mitzvah, Shitas Abishol. Mitzvahs Chalitza Kedem Mitzvahs Yibum. So there are three Mishnayas, three Stam Mishnas, Yevam Estav Beis, Yevam Estun Gimel Amid Beis, and Bechayr Yisud Gimel. Yevam Estav Beis is a Stam Mishnah like Abishol. Nun Gimel Amid Beis, according to Rav Rishayim, is a Stam Mishnah like the Chachamim. And then Bechiris Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, that's another Stam Mishnah that would seem to be, another Stam Mishnah that's Mefurish like Abishol. There's also a few Gemaras where the Amoraim discuss this. One of the Gemaras, a little bit of a hard Gemara, so we're not going to really go into it, but it's a very important Maor Makim. I'd be remiss not mentioning it. And that is Mesechtes Ksubas Daf Samech Daleth. The Gemara there is discussing a concept known as an Igeres Mered. An Igeres Mered is, if a husband and a wife, they had Erisin, they had Kedushin, and we know that in the olden days, there was a long period of time that would pass between Kedushin and Nisun. So what happens if the man goes to the woman and he says, "My Arusa, I'm ready for Nisun." And she pushes it off. She says, "No, I'm not ready." And she, at the end of the day, if she doesn't show up to the chasana, there can't be a chasana, right? So she keeps on pushing it off. So they used to write an Igeres Mered. It was considered a merida. And if, because it was considered a merida, they used to penalize her, and they penalized her financially, and it would come off her ksuba. The same was true if he would choose not to show up to the chasana. The bottom line is, the Gemara over there has a discussion whether Kaisvin Igeres Merit Al Shem Merit to Yavamana. What happens if there's a Yavama that falls to Yibam? The Yavam wants to do Yibam. The Yavam says, Echvil Ton Yibam. And the Yavama says, I don't want to do Yibam. She's deciding she doesn't want to. Would they write an Igeres Merit or not? Very important Gemara in these sugyas. A lot of the Rishonim in this whole Indian are in Ksubas Daf Samech Daleth Amud Aleph. So Shmuel said that Ein Kaisvin Igeres Merit Al Shemeres Yom. The halach is you don't write an Igeres Merit. And the Gemara has Takasha, Meisave, Achas Li Arusa Unesua, Afilu Nida, Afilu Chayla, Afilu Shemeres Yom, Kaisvin Igeres Merit. Right, the Gemara, how could Shmuel and Amoyra say Ein Kaisvin Igeres Merit? It's mefurish that they were kaisvin igeres merit, and the Gemara has five different shatim what the teretz might be, and lemaskana the Gemara comes out as follows. The Gemara says loy kasha kan the mishnah rishoyna kan the mishnah achrayna. The brisa that says that they would write an igeres merit by first shemeres yavam is talking about when they used to do yibum. So because they used to do yibum, so then the yavam tells the yavam, I want to do yibum, and she refuses to do it. They write an igeres merit. It's coming off her ksuba. However, Shmuel lived after the times of the Mishnah. Shmuel was an Amira. Shmuel lived at a time where there was no yibum anymore. And because there was no yibum anymore, so Shmuel said that if the yavam wants to do yibum and she says no, Mrs. Chalitza's kaidemis now. So if Mrs. Chalitza's kaidemis ain't kaisvin igeres merit, al shemeres yavam. So this is a Gemara. Where from the Gemara it certainly sounds like mitzvahs chalitza is kaidemes. That's why Shmuel said, no longer are we kaisvin igeres merit. It's another Gemara. Yevamis kuftes amid aleph. Tani bar kapar. La'olam yidvak adam b'shloish advarim. A person should always do the following three things. Bechalitza ka'abishol. Tanya, Abishol, Loim, Akanis, Vitalishim, Nadashom, Ijam, Lover, Aki, the Begab, Ever, Bekar, Ben Elias, Avab, Mamzer, Bava, Shalom, and then there's a third thing as well. So, Bar Kapara, who we have a raid by it about Bar Kapara's 12 wives and all the Yibums that he did, but which is totally, which of course ties into this Gemara, but Bar Kapara said, based on experience, Loim, Yidbak, Adam, Shleishadvar, he said, a person should always want three things, and one of them is Chalitza, Kabishol, since Bar Kapara and Amir is going like Abishol. So, again, this is another Gemara that would seem to suggest what? It would seem to suggest Abishol, that mitzvah chalitza is kodemes. But there's another Gemara, one last Gemara that we're going to mention. And that is Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, Barishoyno, Shoyu Mischavnu, L'shem Mitzvah. Mitzvah Yibum kodemes l'mitzvah chalitza. Mitzvah Yibum was kodemes l'mitzvah chalitza. The achshav she'im mischavnu l'shem Mitzvah, but now that people are not mischavnu l'shem Mitzvah anymore, Amru mitzvah chalitza kodemes mitzvah Yibum. Now chalitza is kodemes. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. But Rami Bar Chama said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Chazru Loimar. They came around again and they said mitzvahs yibum's kodemus or mitzvahs chalitza. So barishoyna yibum was kodemus, that's the mitzvah in the Torah. And then they said chalitza's kodemus, like the Mishnah and Bechayris. But Chazru Loimar said Rami Bar Chama, the name of Rabbi Yitzchok, that yibum is kodemus. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, ach shedoro? I don't understand. They said chalitza's kodemus because people didn't have the right kavanas. Abishol. Now they came around. So the Gemara says, no. You know what the before and after was? Mikara sovi la kabishol. First they thought Allah was like Abishol. And then they realize that really the halacha is like the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says that it's true. Barishayin, of course, the Ikra Mitzvah was Yibum. Then Chazal said, "Ooh, Abishol, Chalitz is going to be Kodemus. Abachazru Leimer." They came around again and they said Yibum is going to be Kodemus. Let's make a little bit of a sikum. We have the Stam Mishnah in Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph that says Chamesh Esrei Noshim Poitrei Sarei Seim Betzarei Sarei Seim Min Achalitzah Min Ayibum. Mitzvahs Chalitz is Kodemus. Then we have the Stam Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Abal Yevimtei Bein B'Shogi Bein Meizah Bein Ba'Inus Bein Beratzin, which is the Loika Abishol like the Rishayim say, which would then imply that Mitzvahs Yibum is Kodemus. We have the Mishnah B'Chayrus Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says that Barishayim Mitzvahs Yibum was Kodemus. But then they came around and they said Mitzvahs Chalitza is going to be Kodemus. We have the two of the three Stam Mishnayos would seem to be Chalitza. One, according to Rav Rishayim, is Mitzvahs Yibum is going to be Kodemus. We have the Gemara in Ksuba Samach Talam and Aleph, where Shmuel said that Ein Kois V'Nigeres Merit for a Shemeres Yavam. Why? Because today Mitzvahs Chalitza is Kodemus. We have Bar Kapara on Kuftesam and Aleph that said, La'odim Yid Bagodim Mishloish Advarim, and one of them is Chalitza. But then we have the Gemara that would seem to hit this the most head on. And that is that it's true the Ikra Mitzvah is Yibum, and it's true. I know this Mishnah is in the times of Chazal. There was an Indian Chalitza Kodemes. That's because at that time the Oyvim thought Allah was like Abishol, but Chazru Lame, they chapped Allah is really not like Abishol. What was the before and after? Fascinating. But they came around, they realized that really Yibum is Kodemes. So what's the bottom line? Is Mitzvah's Yibum Kodemes or is Mitzvah's Chalitza Kodemes? It feels like the Ikra Gemara is the Gemara Lame Tesam and Beis. It certainly feels like that. And that Gemara would seem to say that at the end of the day, there was a before and after, and then there was another after, which was Chazru Leimer that looks like the Chum. But we can't be Machriya. The Rishayna were Machriya. So bottom line, what's the Maskan? The short answer is, it's a major Machloikas Rishayna. Uberoisham, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rajba, all paskind that Mitzvah's Yibum is Kodemes or Mitzvah's Chalitza. And on the other side, Rashi and the Bali Tosfos paskin that Mitzvah's Chalitza is Kodemes the Mitzvah's Yibum. In other words, the Chachmei Svard seemed to have paskin that Mitzvah's Yibum is Kodemes, and the Chachmei Ashkenaz held that Mitzvah's Chalitza is Kodemes like Abishol. As for that reason, not surprisingly, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer Simen Kuf Samachay and Hilchas Yibum v'Chalitza, it's a Machloikas Mechab in the Ramah. The Mechaber says Mitzvah Yibum is Kaidemes, he brings a Yesh Chalkim, but he says his Ikra Sheet is that Mitzvah Yibum is Kaidemes, and the Ramah argues, the Ramah says the Minig is not to do Yibum, the Minig is only to do Chalitza. And that's the bottom line. That really, it's a Machloikas Mechab in Ramah, like so many Machloikas that we have between the Mechab and the Ramah, where the Shita, the Mechaber, based the Ikra on the Shita, as Rambam is, that Mitzvah Yibum is Kaidemes, and the Shita, the Ramah, based on the Chachmei Ashkenaz, hundreds of years earlier, Beroshim Rashi in the Bali Tosfos, and that is that Mitzvah Chalitza is Kaidemes to Mitzvah Yibum.